Here we are just days before the election, and in Vermont, a candidate is making no appearances and giving no speeches. State Auditor Tom Salmon. He is not permitted to have anything to do with his own re-election campaign. That's because he's serving in the Naval Reserves in Iraq. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio explains.
With candidate Tom Salmon thousands of miles away, his re-election campaign manager, Jake Perkinson, looks pretty relaxed. Wearing work boots and jeans, Perkinson is sitting in a downtown Burlington, Vermont coffee shop.
Probably every other campaign at the Democratic headquarters is envious of my position.
With no candidate to answer to, Perkinson is on his own, handing out campaign literature and running ads for Salmon. But the real heavy lifting involves carrying around a thick notebook containing Department of Defense Directive 1344.10.
That's, I guess, 3 inches of paper, figuring out whether he could run and what he had to do.
The directive lays out the do's and don'ts for a candidate like Salmon, who was called up for active duty last summer. It's pretty much a list of don'ts.
No behind-the-scenes activities. Really, nothing means nothing. He just can't do anything.
Army Colonel Sean Shoemake is a director of legal policy with the Department of Defense. Shoemake says that unlike full-time members of the military, reservists can run for office with the Pentagon's permission. But the rules for active duty reservists essentially bar them from any involvement in their own campaigns.
And I know that's like, you know, fighting a battle with one hand tied behind your back, but that's sort of the trade-off to be allowed to be the candidate while you are on active duty.
Perkinson, Salmon's campaign manager, says he's careful to abide by the military's directive. Salmon's campaign website has been shut down. The campaign literature refers to him in the third person. And Perkinson doesn't correspond with a candidate who's a personal friend just to avoid the appearance that they're talking about the campaign. Perkinson says he understands the need for the military to be apolitical, but he doesn't think the rules recognize that politicians who are active reservists have to make a living as civilians.
If you're a doctor or any other profession, you can go back to that profession when you're done. If you're a politician who has to get reelected, it certainly hamstrings your ability to continue in your chosen profession.
Despite the obstacles, Salmon is almost certain to be reelected. That's because there's no Republican opposing him. State GOP Chairman Rob Roper says he tried to recruit someone, but none of the prospects relished the idea of criticizing an opponent who's serving in Iraq.
So you're open to the charge of you're just bad-mouthing somebody who's off serving his country.
Roper says he's disappointed there's no bona fide Republican in the race. He says voters should be able to decide whether it's in Vermont's interests to have an auditor who's away from the job for 9 months. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind.